You know, in my country, you know, all those who work with the U.S. Army, they were so easily targeted. And that's why, you know, I was one of those people, you know, that my life was in danger. But one night, you know, I was asleep and I had two of my laptops with me, you know, because I was working with the cases and I was interpreting. It was like midnight, you know, and then some burglars, you know, they came to my house and they tied my hands and my kids, you know, everybody was asleep except my wife. They took whatever they found, money, jewelry and those things in the lift. Then I decided to apply for special immigrant visa. In December 2014, you know, we came to the United States, me and my whole family. Yeah, and we chose Austin. I just chose this place, you know, because it's a lovely city, you know. So I thought, you know, it will be a good place for me and my family to start a new life.
When we moved here, the biggest change that I saw was cultural. It was a really big culture shock. The schools and the people around, the houses, everything was so different. Or there wasn't any like Afghan people who were nearby us, so I couldn't speak to anyone other than my family. The school, it was really difficult the first year because I spoke no English at all. I'm really thankful to two of my teachers who helped me speak English. They would communicate with me like in sign language, and then like they would teach me with their picture words, and it helped me a lot.
I was so amazed, you know, when after a few months, you know, they started to to communicate with me and to speak in English. And yeah, I'm proud of especially Hajra because she's doing great.
Over time, I made new friends, and then like I saw a lot of other Afghan girls that I am friends with now, and it got better over time. One thing that I miss all the time about Afghanistan is my family members. We used to hang out a lot, especially in the holidays that we have. It's like you really notice it during the holidays. Like a few weeks ago, it was Eid. And like you could really feel that more than other days. Yeah, I really miss that about Afghanistan.
As Hajra said, you know, I also miss my family. Like my sisters, my cousins, you know, I have a lot of cousins and I have 8 sisters, and each of them, you know, has like a big family. We would get together and enjoy the life. And we had a very nice home in the village, and we had nice orchards. So it was a big fun, you know, to go there and enjoy the beauty of our village and the green gardens that we have, like vineyards, you know, different type of fruits. So there are many things that we miss about Afghanistan, and it's a lovely country, but we just pray for God, you know, to bring peace and stability. The first thing that I love about here in the US, the rule of law, that's the big thing, you know, that we don't have in Afghanistan, unfortunately, you know. And the peace, the great schools for my kids, you know. And here in the communities, you know, they have good programs, you know, and they help each other. We love living here.
Some of the things that I love about Austin and living in the US is the schools. Like going to school now, I feel that I will get to the dream that I've set to myself of becoming a doctor. Whereas in Afghanistan, I was trying to become a doctor, but like I thought like it wouldn't come true. Now it feels more like reachable, and I'm trying hard to study to get there one day.